as far as our philosophy here at the club, we really believe in, you know, giving kids that full opportunity to, you know, to be a kid and to experience the full range. Because, yeah, if you're specializing at a, you know, a U14 level, that's a long road ahead of you.
Right, and that's a tough decision to make when you're 13 to say, I'm going to
really
dedicate.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, all studies have found that, that, you know, athletes and kids that are involved in more sports at a younger age and continue with a, you know, continue with a little bit of a broader base longer do much better than an athlete that is solely focused on one sport at a young age.
Yeah, I was talking with someone else about this that, you know, I think that sometimes too there's this fear from a kid that's 13 to tell their parents, actually, I don't want to do this full time or...
Right,
you know,
right.
Like,
yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, like how do you have that conversation after, you know, or after their parents just put all this money into gear or something?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And we talk about that within the club a lot, too. You know, about the verbiage that parents use as opposed to saying, you know, how much sacrifice families are making, rather, what, you know, the opportunity. And, because that's definitely, I think, as the sport gets more and more expensive and kids become more aware of that's definitely a challenge.
Yeah. If you could give advice to, you know, an eighth grader or someone looking at ski clubs, ski academies, I mean, there's a lot of different options across the board.
Yeah.
What would you, as far as making their decision for what's a right fit for them, what advice would you give them?
I mean, I think I look at my own progression in my career, and I think, you know, the biggest thing is, as a young person, it's your overall view is a little short-sighted, because you're, whatever, eighth grade or a freshman in high school. I mean, it's really hard to see the big picture. So, I mean, my personal thought is understanding that from 14, if you're going to pursue the full gamut of ski racing and your dream is to go to the Olympics or make the U.S. ski team, you know, that's another 15 years ahead of you. And so, you know, so that those gains are not going to be made in 1-2 years. It's a long process. And so you want to make sure that you're in a situation where you're developing yourself for the long haul, and making those choices that, you know, will keep you going, you know, for the big picture. And same for NCAAs, you know, if you're looking to go through high school and then go on and ski in college, you know, what avenues are you allowing for yourself to kind of make that long career move? I think it's hard though as a young person to see that. And that's where I think parents and mentors, that they play a huge role.
Right. I mean, and that's the other thing too, is if they're going to be on the U.S. ski team or be in the Olympics, minimally that's another 10 years, right?
Of course.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's a long...
It's like, if you don't enjoy it, that's going to be a really tough 10 years.
It is. And the thing too, even on the ski team, I mean, you need to have other aspects of yourself and your character that get you through hard times. I mean, I remember, you know, being in Europe for five months straight, you know, and you're not always going to have great results or awesome days, and you're in a foreign country or you're in a situation where, you know, it's maybe not ideal, and you need to have other aspects of your life that you can draw from to kind of get you through those times, or to kind of bring you inspiration or bring you a sense of balance. I mean, that's so huge. If skiing's all you have and it's not going well at times, that's a really tough place to be.
Right, if your entire identity is based around results.
Yeah.
Results aren't consistent, like that's not something that always...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not to say, I mean, you know, there's definitely sacrifices that are made, and there's definitely, you know, there comes a time where you do have to start making those hard choices. But I think the more you can develop the other aspects of your life and almost delay that inevitable, it's much healthier, it's much better.